You are listening to the Developing Up Podcast.
This is the podcast focused on the non-technical side of being a developer. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another great episode of the Developing Up Podcast, the podcast focused on the non-technical side of being a developer. We're your hosts. I'm Mike Miles.
And Jake Reynes. And today we are talking about the three most important things that you should be able to say confidently as a developer.
I don't know if our listeners know what those phrases are yet. Do you, Jake?
I'm not sure. Should we tell them now?
No, but we can have them listen to it. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think that's a great idea. So this is something that may sound a little bit silly to you guys when you first hear these words, but these are things that I know personally I struggled with when I was a budding developer. But in reality, they are very important aspects of being a professional developer.
Yes. So if you are interested in what these three phrases are, you should listen to this episode.
Enjoy, everybody. Good evening, Mike. How's it going?
It's going all right, Jake. I got a lot going on. I've been pretty busy this week, and I'm going to be very busy next week trying to finish up a lot of things before I go on some much-needed vacation.
That's good. It's always kind of the way it happens before vacation. A lot of obligations tend to pile up and can become a little bit stressful.
Yeah, and it's not always the best idea to say yes to a lot of things 2 weeks before you head out for a long vacation, which I'm learning now, and I kind of wish I had been able to say no to some of my obligations.
Well, Mike, this just might be the episode for you then.
I think it will be, because today we're talking about how to say yes, how to say no, and how to say I don't know as a developer.
Now, this might sound like a trivial topic, or maybe it just sounds plain silly to some of our listeners, but why don't we actually talk about why these three phrases are important?
Yeah, I believe as a developer, these are three of the most important phrases you have to be confident in being able to say to yourself, to your team, and to your manager. I would also say that as a new developer or an experienced developer, it can be hard to say these things, especially saying no and saying, I don't know.
No can often have a negative connotation with it sometimes, but it doesn't actually have to be negative. And likewise, yes often has a positive connotation with it, but sometimes it can be harmful, as you found out by maybe saying yes to one too many things.
Yeah, there are times when saying yes in your job it's required to say yes to some things, and it's very positive, but then it can start to become detrimental and a problem. And on the flip side, as you said, saying no to things can be a negative, but it can also be a positive to protect what you're doing. So how do we want to do this, Jake? Should we go through each one individually?
Yeah, I think that's a good approach. One thing we should outline right now is that the key takeaway for this episode is yes, no, and I don't know are three important things to know how to say as a developer, and knowing when to say them is just as important. And if you can learn how to say these three things at the right time, you'll be better off as a developer.
Yeah, so dear listener, if you take nothing else out of this conversation today, it's going to be that point. Very well put, Jake. So let's start with yes. So saying yes is easy as a developer.
Saying yes is a little bit too easy. As a developer, you're often expected to say yes.
I would agree with that, especially as a new developer. Being new to a company or to a team or a new developer, you may feel obligated to say yes as a way to prove yourself and your skill sets.
I know that I fell into that mindset when I first embarked upon this career, and it actually kind of came back to bite me because people always saw me as the go-to guy when you needed something done last minute. And so I developed this reputation for myself that I was always the kind of savior, which is good because I built trust in relationships, but also at the expense of my own sanity sometimes.
Right. And this kind of goes back to our episode on burnout. Right. The more you say yes, the more you're going to take on, and it's going to lead to, what was the name of that one type of burnout?
Phonetic burnout?
Phonetic burnout. Exactly. You're going to take on way too much until you actually just collapse and you can't handle it. So that's the danger of saying yes to too much. But before that, I want to talk about how, you know, saying yes is important in your job as a developer or just in your career in general. You're going to have a manager who's going to ask you to do things and work on projects, and you have to know to say yes, even if it may be an instance where you don't agree with what has to be built. But in terms of respecting someone who has a little more experience than you do, to say, yes, I'm going to build this in a way that you asked for. So saying yes is important, and it is a requirement in your job sometimes, especially when, say, your manager or your project lead asks you to complete a task for a project. Obviously, you're not going to argue with them and say, no, I'm not going to do that, because that's your job.
Right. Sometimes you always need to say yes because it is a part of your job to do something. However, you should avoid putting yourself in a situation where saying yes makes you uncomfortable. And that can look like a number of things. Sometimes someone can ask you to do something that you're not sure if you're capable of doing. And this can be a good thing because it forces you to do something new and you learn from it, or it can be a bad thing because it sets you up in a position to fail. But you can always say yes with a caveat. You can say, yes, I can do this. Just so you know, I've never done this before. So you can set the expectation of your yes. You also don't need to say yes right on the spot. You can say, let me just get back to him in the middle of something. And then you can actually evaluate the ask and you can determine, is this something that I'm really going to be able to deliver on right now?
And this is going to come into the important thing for all three of the phrases today, is being able to say them with confidence. So if you cannot confidently say yes to an ask someone is asking of you, learn not to say yes, not to jump into the gun because you feel like you need to take that on.
That's great advice. And oftentimes someone will ask you to do something without giving you the detail that you need to actually say yes or no, or I don't know confidently. So it's okay to answer that question with more questions.
Yes, and where that really comes into play is when you're dealing with either a client or a product owner, someone who's asking you to build something that you may not know if how to do it or if it's possible within the time or the scope or budget or whatnot. So being able to say, let me get back to you on that, and not just saying, yes, we can do that. Because if you say yes, you're committing. And if you're not sure, you're going to be digging yourself into a hole.
It's very easy to say you're going to get back to someone really quickly, and that shows that you're responsible and receptive. Then taking that time to actually evaluate the ask allows you to come back with a more informative answer.
Right. And so that benefits not only on yourself for being able to think about whatever the ask was, but being able to benefit the person who was doing the asking and give them the reasons why you can say yes to it or you can't. So this leads into saying no and being able to confidently say, no, I can't take on this task or what you're asking of me.
At the company that Mike and I work at, we actually have a phrase that we encourage people to say instead of no. We say no, but. And but is supposed to lead into an alternative solution.
Yeah, so this actually has its groundings in improv comedy, where it goes with yes and no but. So at the and during an improv situation, you're taught to always follow up someone else by saying yes and this, or no but this is going to happen, to keep the situation going. And it works really well in an agency or development environment by saying, no, we can't do this, but we could do this other plan or take these other routes or accomplish this other task.
My manager has always really impressed me with his ability to say no, because he always listens to your proposal. But every time he says no, it's very informative and he explains why. And that has trained me to be able to say no with a lot more confidence, because there's a reason I'm saying no. So even if someone doesn't really want to hear no for an answer, being able to back it up with a solid reason is a great way to facilitate that conversation.
And that is the key to being able to say no confidently, as you're saying, Jake, is to have a reason why you're saying no and not just saying no.
And that goes for managers as well. If you have a direct report that you need to say no to, following up with a good reason so they don't think they're going unheard or that they're not trusted.
Right. So let me give you a situation of that, Jake. This is hypothetical, but it's related to some I've seen happen. On a project, you may be a developer and you see, say, a major feature set that you would like to have rewritten. You don't like the way it's done. You think it could be done better. You go to the dev lead of the project and say, I want to take this out and rewrite it because I think it could be done in this other way, which would be a lot better. Now, if that project lead just says to you, no, don't do that, you're going to feel invalidated. You're going to feel maybe some resentment toward that developer or that project lead. And that is going to not help anybody in the project. Now, if that lead developer had said to you, no, we can't do this because the current scope and budget doesn't allow us to do that, you're going to feel a lot more confident about the reason why you can't do it. It's not because they don't trust you or they don't believe in what you want to do. It's because there are other factors that are getting in the way of being able to let you do that.
And that reinforces the notion of there always being a good reason behind saying no.
Now, while I do believe in yes and no but, there's a podcast I listen to about developing called Developer Tea by the host Jonathan Cottrell. And he talked about how, you know, the word no does have a negative connotation to it. So instead of saying no but, saying yes if. And what I like about this and actually getting rid of the word no is that you're still accomplishing the same thing. You're giving the person a reason, but you're making it more positive. So if a project manager comes to you and says, can we build a search page for our client that works like Google? Immediately, you're going to say no, right? You're going to say, no, we can't do what Google does. But if you say, yes, if this condition, yes, if we have a team of 1,000 developers and a budget of $1 billion.
In hundreds of years,
then yes, we can do that. Now, what this allows for is if you're being asked by a dev lead or your manager or project manager or product owner or somebody who's asking for a feature set or you to do something, if you say yes, if these conditions, that gives them something to go back to their boss with, because that's who they speak to. Like, our developers say, yes, we can do this if these conditions, let's talk about how we can make that work. And that gives them something to work with.
And that helps with the conversation they have with the client as well, because oftentimes they'll be responding to an ask, and that ask may seem completely reasonable to the client, but if a timeline can't happen or if there are other criteria that is not going to allow that task to happen, giving the project manager something to go back with allows them to level set with the client.
Yeah, so it's a very powerful way to turn the negative no into a positive yes and give everybody something to walk away with.
I really like that, and I think it helps educate too.
Yeah, that's a key takeaway with doing it that way. Now, if you don't know if you can complete something and you don't want to say yes if these conditions or no, but we could do these other things, it's important to be able to confidently say to somebody, I don't know.
The golden rule that I try to stick to for I don't know is when someone asks me a question, if I don't have a gut instinct that I can answer yes definitively or no definitively, then my default answer is I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. But let me take a couple minutes. Let me look into this a little bit more. I need to refamiliarize myself with this, and then I will get back to you as soon as I can, and I'll give you some options.
And the power of being able to say I don't know and providing those options, one, it gives you that time, as you just demonstrated, Jake. And it prevents you from lying to others and lying to yourself. Because if you train yourself just to say yes or no to something, you're very diminutive to that person. And you might believe that, no, this can't be done. Yeah, I could do this. Sure. I'm not going to care about the consequences. But if you could honestly say, I don't know how to do this, you are explaining to that person that you trust them enough to be honest and not just come up with an answer that you think they want to hear. And then it gives you that time as well.
Saying yes or no in a way that isn't definitive can also very easily and very likely will come back to bite you.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that can lead you back to our episode on burnout, on the phonetic or the unchallenged burnout. You know, if you say yes and they're like, okay, get it done. Uh-oh. If you say no and they're going to think you always say no and give tasks to somebody else, you're going to have nothing to do.
You're absolutely right. And short of even getting to the point of burnout, you could also mislead someone by saying yes when really the answer should have been no, or I don't know, or yes if. In a scenario like that, you're also harming the trust of your teammate.
By not being honest with your answer, you're hurting your team and your project and, you know, your career. So it's important to be able to confidently say, I don't know, when you don't know the answer. And the reasons for that is you want to be honest with your coworkers and your clients and your managers. You want to be able to confidently get the time you need to formulate an answer and come back with them. Jake, you have a couple of good ways to actually approach saying, I don't know.
So I don't know is the answer that I default to when I am not sure yes or no. That's just the golden rule. If you are really confident in something, then you can answer yes, or you can answer yes if. But if you're not confident, I don't know is probably the best answer.
Yeah. It took me a long time, more longer than I'd like to admit, to be confident in saying, I don't know. And it wasn't until I started doing it that it made things easier and it eased a lot of the pressure I felt I was facing.
When I say, I don't know, I often follow it up with, I don't know. That's a really good question. Let me look into that a little bit more. And you don't need to be the expert on everything. And more than that, you should not try to be the expert on everything. So do we want to kind of start from the top and distill it down?
Yeah, let's go over the three most important phrases you need to be able to say confidently as a developer. So number one, being able to confidently say yes or yes, but.
And keep in mind that the importance of these phrases is being able to say them confidently. So saying yes without definitive confidence can lead to burnout because you are accepting more obligations and things that you need to deliver. And this will lead to phonetic burnout, as we talked about in episode 4 on burnout.
I think it's episode 4.
Saying yes without confidence can also lead to harming the trust that your coworkers have in you because you're essentially misleading them.
That's why it's important for the second most important thing you can say as a developer is to confidently be able to say no. Because when you can say no with confidence, you're being truthful to those you work with. Now, it's important with how you say no. Never just saying it as just a flat sentence of no, giving a reason why.
And we talked about it in the context of improv, as Mike brought up, saying yes if or no but. When you say yes if, you are saying yes, but under a certain guideline. You're setting criteria for what it would mean for you in order to say yes, and that is a way to, again, educate and inform your colleagues and give them something to go back to their client or their superiors with.
And if you say no but, you are giving your coworkers and your managers and your clients other opportunities and avenues to pursue. You are giving them things that they can look into and reasons.
And finally, if someone comes to you and asks you for something and you're not sure whether you should say yes or no, the right answer is I don't know. And it's okay to say I don't know because you're not the expert of everything and you shouldn't pretend that you're the expert of everything. So politely saying, you know, I don't know, that's a really good question. Let me just take a look and I'm going to get back to you.
The way to think about it is you are saying I don't know right now. It's not that I don't know, I'm stupid. It's not a negative phrase. It's a very important, truthful phrase to be able to say.
And that's a fine thing to actually say verbally too. You know, I don't know right now. Let me so-and-so.
So the three most important phrases you should be able to say confidently as a developer, yes, no, I don't know.
And it might sound a little bit silly, but I encourage you, if you don't know if you can say these with confidence, then start trying it out because I know it was something that I was aware of that I was not comfortable with, particularly when I was new to developing.
Now, Jake, I don't know if our listeners have other ways that they go about saying yes, no, and I don't know with confidence, or if there are other phrases they feel are important for developers to be able to say. But I know we would love to hear those other phrases or the ways that you, as our listener, say yes, no, and I don't know in your career as a developer.
That's a great question. Do you guys feel as if there are other important things that you must know as a developer? And if there are, then please share them with us. We'd love to hear more.
So the way you can send us your ideas or talk more to us about the phrases of yes, no, and I don't know, you can email us at hello@developingup.com. You can tweet us at devuppodcast on Twitter. You can just go to our website at developingup.com. The page for this episode will be developingup.com/6, where you can leave your thoughts and interact with others in the community, as well as Jake and myself.
Yeah, so come by, say hi. You can also drop us a line at hello@developingup.com. We'd love to hear from you.
And we'd also greatly appreciate it if you could give us a rating on and comments on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever podcast application you use for listening.
We really appreciate the support.
And share this with your developer friends and let them know that they should be saying yes, no, and I don't know.
Well said, Mike.
Thank you. All right, until next time.
I don't know, is it?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Talk to everybody soon.